Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Liberty Delusion podcast. This is where we go one layer deep, where we cut the noise and we get real about building business and life that works together. I'm Libby DeLucian, and let's go one layer deep. All right. So on this episode, Chris, we want to talk about one layer deep. Like, what is it? And actually how I had to use the framework and call myself out.
Yeah.
So I can just talk about calling myself out why I'm here, because I'm supposed to be at a conference right now. So not gonna lie, I'm supposed to be launching a book right now, and it's not going as planned. It is extremely delayed. It's behind. I had to send like the not greatest email to the writer, saying that like there's a huge disconnect, there's misalignment, and you know, anyways, and I had to have a difficult conversation with Chris and go through the one layer deep framework. Like, what does the business really need from me right now, or really need right now? Cut the BS, like cut the bullshit and do it. Like, that's like the one layer deep thought process. And what I talked about, what the business really needs from me right now, is it needs me to focus on this. Like, if I go to the conference, like, what am I going to do there? Like, yeah, I'm going to see friends and I'm going to hang out, but is it stroking my ego? Or is it what I really need to do right now? Like, no BS. Cut it. Put it aside. Cut the fluff. And I said, no, I need to go home and I need to work on this. I need, like, it needs my focus. And it was funny because my coach that day, no, the day before that, said, Libby, like the level, you know, my coach that I have now has worked with Dan Martell. And said, the level that Dan had when he launched Buy Back Your Time, you're not there. And he called me out. He's like, you're not there. Yeah, no, he was right. I'm not there. And so I actually had a conversation with you, scrapped. I was literally gone. I'd already left to a conference.
Yeah. It was day two.
It was day two of the conference. And I just literally scrapped everything and said, no, like, this is not what I need to be. I'm not focused anyways, because I'm worried about the things that are half-ass done. And I scrapped everything and got in the car and came back home. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing this. It's supposed to already be done. But I think this is my test, guys. You know how I always talk about business is testing you and life is testing you. It's funny. I was hanging out with Amber Spears and she goes, Libby, this is the test for you to be an author. It's like, to do this, this is the test. You got to send that bitchy email that we get, like, as if you're a girl, like this is what you get labeled when you send one of those emails, or even a guy, and put your foot down. And you're being tested right now. And I 100% feel I'm being tested. And that's why I ran myself through the one layer deep framework, right? Of like that thought process. And I'm back home. So I canceled. I'm not going to cleaning and cocktails, and I'm not going to huge, because I don't need to be there right now. It doesn't do anything but stroke my ego. I get to see my friends. And in reality, what the heck am I going to learn that I haven't already heard somewhere else? Not that I know everything. But what am I going to learn that's going to make the boat go faster? Like, nothing.
Yeah.
Any feedback on that one?
Oh, tons. So I want to say, just from a personal reflection of what I saw you go through, and this was the discussion we had, is through that moment of deciding, looking back at it now, you're extremely good at executing.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely good. But what we had to figure out, and I think what we went through was, there were still two steps that were missing in the process of the perfect execution, which was, number one was alignment, mm-hmm. and number two was intention.
Yes.
And so when you have somebody who is phenomenal at execution, but there isn't really the steps that are teed up beforehand in terms of alignment, which is two different things, is one is, what does the business really need right now? Like, what is the thing that you're doing or working on or focusing on? What does it really need right now? And then going through that iterative process of the intention of, let's cut the bullshit, let's cut the BS, and then ask ourselves again, is this really something that our business needs right now?
Yeah, you got to ask it twice. Because if you ask yourself, is this what the business really needs right now? And then you respond, and then I ask you again, is that really what the business needs right now? Like, typically you're kind of like...
So the way that I put it in my head is, and I do this in different ways with different companies, is... The way that you ask, or the way that you expect an answer to come from somebody, decides everything. You know, it's a matter of, you know, we say this in terms of marketing, is, you know, is this OMG level content? Is this something that would put out the, oh my God, this is amazing? And there's only three different answers that you can have. And typically people would say yes, no, maybe. No, it's absolutely, I'm not sure, or no. But the thing is with that, and that's the iterative process of it, and the intention is, as I ask that and rephrase that question, is this OMG level content? Is this really what the business needs right now to drive that content? It's either absolutely, I'm not sure, or no. And I know that the statement of absolutely, you have to so firmly believe it is 100% true before you actually spit it out of your mouth, that if it's not 100% true, you just lied to everybody else who heard you say it.
And yourself.
And so what ends up defaulting is that if you're not absolutely confident in that thing, you're going to default to I'm not sure. And I'm not sure actually means no.
No.
And
we've learned that I'm not sure or maybe actually means no. So if you're ever telling yourself something in your head, oh, I'm not sure, maybe, it's a no. Because if it's not an absolute yes, it's an absolute no.
It's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
And so that's
inside joke.
But that's the process that I saw that came of this, is that you're phenomenal at execution. But it's teeing up the alignment and the intention of knowing what marker to hit.
Well, here's the thing though. I had alignment and I had intention, but so many things have shifted with timelines mm-hmm. and deadlines and like things that my alignment and my intention got off course, where I was still operating like everything was okay.
Yeah.
But in reality, I think I was lying to myself, or I just didn't stop to say, oh, wait, like things are falling off the rails. I can't keep acting like everything's okay and going about my business. I actually need to stop. We all need to get realigned. Right. I got on phone calls this morning.
Yeah.
With publisher, writers, get realigned. And then, okay, we're realigned. Now let's execute with intention. Oh, like, so now let's go. If I would have went to the conference, if I would have just stayed out and like not addressed the hard thing, like not done the hard thing, I would have failed on, it would not have come. It's, you know, well, we're still not sure we're going to make it on time. We're making it on time, but we would have failed in creating that and like alignment. Okay. We're all on the same page. Ready, go, like as a team, because you know, I'd have been, and I'm not poo-pooing on a conference. I'm poo-pooing on if I would have went, I would have fallen short. And this is when we set ourselves up for failure. This is when we don't make deadlines. This is when we don't hit goals. It's kind of like, and you know, Amber's right. And I told Amber, I was like, I just taught on this last week on like, this is the world testing you to see if you're ready to become an author. Are you going to pass the test or are you going to fail? It's up to you. But sometimes the world is speaking to us and we don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is also where slow systems, operating systems, whatever you're running on,
yeah,
can really throw a wrench in what you're actually supposed to be doing, which is why a lot of software companies, because they use the 10X model of exponential growth, they can't go by traditional standards. Like EOS they work on quarters every 3 months. If a software were to do that,
softwares don't work on quarters.
They would crash and burn. That's why they do sprints. That's why it's every 2 weeks. There's a milestone. There's a story point. There's something that makes sure that they're staying on track because they're going so fast. Think of Formula One. They have to have micro checkpoints or things that are in such smaller scales that they have to figure out and make sure that they're actually going in the right direction and they're not going to go flying off course. The same thing goes is depending on the level of execution that you're at, you need that much more alignment and intention to keep you on track the right way. Otherwise, if your alignment or your checkpoints are not keeping pace with the speed that you execute, it's going to fall apart.
That or you're executing in like delirium. You're executing on shit that doesn't move the needle forward or the boat go faster. So that is the definition of most business owners that are burnt out, that are busy just being busy. You're good at executing, but maybe you're missing the alignment. So you're just executing on things that are not moving it forward. And so I felt that feeling that you're like, I should not be going. I need to focus. And then it's so funny because then, it'll come out probably by the time this episode comes out. Well, we're franchising Organize It. We're in the middle of it. And then the franchise attorney just emailed me, got, I have your franchise manual ready to review this week. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't go because now I have to do this. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? So it's one of those things where you feel it and you know it, but if you don't stop to listen to it or listen to the universe, the world, God, whoever you want to say is like talking to you, or it's like and you just keep executing or being busy and putting out fires, you don't hear it. Like, you don't hear it, or we deny it. And so I'm glad I had that conversation, and I'm glad I came back. So I wanted to just kind of share in this podcast, like, about one layer deep, and how did I just, one, use it on myself? Mm-hmm. And then also recording this so we can really capture what is one layer deep. So many people think it's like a thing, like, Libby, give me the one layer deep, like, thing that saved your business. And so this is what I want to explain about what it is and how do you approach it and think about it. So Chris, feel free to interrupt me, but there's really two methods to one layer deep. So it is a method, right? And inside that method, there's a mindset, right? And frameworks. So with one layer deep, there's a method in how you apply it to business and how you apply it to your life. Two different methods. And so the book is a lot about one layer deep from a business perspective. And how do I apply this method? And what are the tools that I can use to create a one layer deep business? It is not an actual thing. It's a method. It's a thought process. It's a mindset. It's tools to dig away the dirt and the trenches to get down to the one thing that really matters. Go ahead.
So yeah. And one layer deep is a method that builds the mindset. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things right now is that being said, is like you said, is there's going to be, let's say in the book, there's going to be a lot of tools that you can use to apply this methodology. They help you, but they in essence aren't the thing. And with one layer deep, there's actually two different parts to it, and it's sequential. It flows in the natural direction, natural order, but the way you're going to see it and hear it, a lot of businesses start at the very end of this process, this method of discovery with one layer deep. And that's the reason why so many businesses are stuck, or they're, like you said, spinning wheels. They don't have alignment. It's because they're starting at the very end and trying to dig, but they're way off course.
Or they're just adding stuff on top of their stuff. They're just adding piles on top of piles. And you can't, like, the fastest way to burn out and like to crash is to add new systems on top of older bad ones, right? So that's why it's like digging down. It's to get to one layer deep. So there's the method, right? Which is the mindset and the approach. It's a mindset and an approach of how do I think through an issue with my marriage or with my children? What is, like, how do I think through this issue? And then with business, like I said, it's about frameworks and tools. And when it comes to business, we have frameworks and tools that are a real tangible way to apply the method, right? So we have tools like the time audit sheets. We have the, defining your roles, the plays, which are the, like, TikTok style playbooks, but they're plays. I'm taking a very strong stance on the term playbook. I'm actually going to, because I want to change the way people think about playbooks. And nobody wants to read another fucking book. Sorry. So they're not going to read your playbooks. They're not. That's why we have to come up with plays, which are short, tactical, under 2 minute plays. It's the action before the result I'm looking for. And then we have the game plan. That's your sales game plan. It's a collection of plays on how we execute sales, right? It's a collection of plays on how we schedule. And then it's the owner playbook, which is the master plan, the holy grail, where everything is referenced, like a master library, where everything can be found, and you have the owner playbook, right? And typically you might have two owner playbooks. It's just, imagine sports, like you have an offensive playbook and a defensive playbook. In business, typically what I've found is we have like our frontline or technician playbook. And then we have our office or management playbook, and those combine, you know, that's the owners. Those are the owners. It's like the coaches' playbooks. And, one layer deep, the mindset of how do I make this? How do I drill down the roles? Time audits, removing all the crap that we're doing that we shouldn't be doing. Plays are making simple, short, digestible pieces of content that they will consume. They can find their answer. And then, for the owner playbook, it's so simple. It's like an appendix or a wiki, whatever you want to call it, master library of where do I go find the solution? Like, here, I can hand my playbook to somebody and they can run my business. It's not a 15-page document. It's not a 20-page document. There's not even a 20-page document anywhere in like that one layer deep framework for business anywhere.
Yeah.
No, no. And so these tools really help create alignment and intention to achieve a one layer deep business, right? Approach to business. It's an approach to business on a thought process of how do I handle things? Now, when it comes to like the one layer deep mindset, that's where it's kind of like asking you the questions about what do you really want? What do you really need? Right? Cut the BS, go do the hard thing. It's more around a thought process on how do I approach things in my life, right? It's a thought process. It's a mindset. One layer deep is a method that you apply in your business and in your life. It's not like, Libby, give me the answer.
Send me the document.
And so it took us, you know, a long time to work through. This is like my life's work. It's everything about every business I have. Organize it. It's one layer deep. I was practicing this in the field, helping people set up their homes.
What, 10 years? 10 years?
10 years ago. Woo Recruit. One layer deep, easy, simple. Let them schedule themselves, create the workflows. Let me handle your recruiting so you can run your business. It's very easy. It's not complicated at all. Woo Recruit. That's what we do in all of our tools that, you know, our users use. But also I want you to understand the mindset around like, how do I think through this? And do you have anything to add to that, Chris?
I do. Once you touch on that, I'd love to take a circle back to for my non-Aphantasia listeners.
Oh, yeah. So I'm very like tool. I think it's the Aphantasia part, right? So it's the method, and inside the method is the mindset and the frameworks and the tools you need to achieve the method. And that's what I'm going to give you, like the tools, the frameworks to achieve a one layer deep. And it's nothing but simple systems at scale, right? I just approach it in a very different way for your business. And then when it comes to your home, it's really to sharpen, to organize, and to apply existing things that you already have. Like, let's not go buy anything. I do the same thing in business though. Don't go buy anything yet. Like, let's look at what you have. Let's sharpen it. And let's create a structure around it. And you can really apply this one layer deep method to organizing and purging when it comes to like everything from a pantry to a Google Drive or even your business. Like we're working with someone right now and we're clarifying the roles, right? We did time audits on everybody. We did.
I'm sorry, for somebody, she means a business that has what, 50?
Oh, I think she's like 6 million, 8 million in revenue.
Yeah.
The time audit, like.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Roughly, you're talking about roughly 60 employees.
No, she's more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she has 12 in the office, right? How many did we interview?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're doing time audit, right? We're doing this for her. We're nailing down like alignment. She has no idea what anyone's doing or who's responsible for what. We have to have, like, she just wanted to buy my playbooks and my, or I said, I can't just give it to you because you're going to set them on top of bad crap and then they're not going to work. You'll be mad, but we need to create alignment. So what's everyone doing? She, no clue. So great. Time audit studies, Ditlo interviews, day in the life of interviews, right? Nail that down. Okay. Now we're looking at what were the four frameworks of that?
So breaking it down in terms of like how to apply this for the employees and like getting that feedback is number one is your fire. Yeah. What lights you up? What drives you? And it's your focus. It's what are you good at? Because sometimes it's either aligned or it's misaligned because you could be great at something, but really hate it. And then there's what's your friction? It's, you know, what are the things that are, you know, slowing you down or keeping you held back? And then lastly is what is your focus? What is your frame?
Frame.
It's where do we go from here? You know, knowing and understanding these three of your fire, your focus, your friction, you need to figure out now what's your frame? Where do I go from here to create the best alignment and intention so that I can execute as best as possible?
Yeah. And this is one of the one layer deep tools to use. She just happened to hire us to do it for her, which is really great. Actually, when we were thinking about it, we're like, wow, this is great because we're doing the hard thing for her. Like we're telling the employees what they're not good at and what they're good at and where they're wasting time and where they're efficient and where they're inefficient. But, you know, people just want to go straight to, I need playbooks. I don't know how to, like, you can't do that. There's no alignment yet. No one's accountable for anything. Right. And then, you know, we move through the, you know, day in the life of interviews. And these are all tools that will be in the book. And we talk about them a lot openly. But that's really like, how do we achieve certain things in business? And the tools that we're using and talk about when it comes to when Layer Deep really helps you achieve that. Go ahead.
And the, again, I want to reiterate as much as possible, the tools are the application of the methodology of One Layer Deep. It isn't actually One Layer Deep, the thing, but the tools are a way to apply the methodology, the practice of One Layer Deep, and they do it in different ways. And just like you have a jackhammer or a shovel or a trowel to dig, is they all serve a different purpose. To be able to cut through the BS at different stages.
Yeah. And so, you know, we do that with this approach when it comes to business and home. Like I said, I've been using this philosophy for years in organizing because people would hire me to come in and make their house look beautiful. But if we put all these steps and like you can't even get the t-shirt out with all the other t-shirts falling out, then you're not going to maintain it. And it's the same thing like with your pantry. Oh, make every label alphabetical, like color coded. Are you going to maintain that? That's too many layers of maintenance. Like you're putting, and our coach said it the best. He goes, you know, I never thought about this. And he's like, I don't know why I keep putting 50 fucking layers of something in front of the one thing I want. He's like, you just made me realize I was putting all these layers in front of the one thing I want. And he's like, oh my God, Libby, just what's the one thing I want? And so you can apply this again, home, business. It really provides clarity and really positioning to like, what's my next move? Right. What One Layer Deep does not do is it's not selling you another module. It's not selling you another course. It's about giving people a way to apply what you already have and know. The frameworks and the tactics in One Layer Deep, it's not more stuff to learn. It's not another course or like, it's a framework to drill down to what is the most important thing. It's a framework to drill down to gain alignment. It's not more stuff for you to do or more stuff for you to learn. Because I guess, you know, I feel like we're in that infobesity era where it's overconsumption of stuff. No, my goal is to give you the ability to apply what you already have, what you've already learned, what you've already paid for. And then, you know, with One Layer Deep, we have a community and we're having a challenge. We're going to launch this challenge of, you know, it's a voice. One Layer Deep is a catalyst to really build and create momentum in your business and in your life. If you apply the One Layer Deep method to your business, it's a catalyst. You can move fast and
it's an accelerant.
Cut out all the noise, cut out all the BS. Like what's the one like thing to go do? And how do I become so clear, so aligned and have so much intention that I can now execute with speed? It provides consistency where we struggle, like in a world where we struggle with consistency. The boring, consistent things are actually what grows and scales businesses. It's not the new shiny learning stuff, unfortunately. And then I'm just trying to read through my notes. Yes. So as far as it goes, the tools apply it, right? It helps deliver the action, the One Layer Deep tools that we talk about. And then the methodology, the mindset helps you discover how to remove the layers when you think about it with that mindset and you approach it with that mindset. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah. So I'd love to take it back real quick to kind of talk through the concept in a more...
I'm watching us live. I'm like, there's such a delay because I'm like, it's kind of weird.
I want to talk through the concepts in a more visual sense. And I want to fast forward back to the way that One Layer Deep sits in terms of all the other concepts, movements, methodologies out there right now. I want to explain where it sits because there is a gap right now with how people are coming to a solution or doing something that One Layer Deep will add an extreme amount of clarity to be able to, again, like we said, it's an accelerant to 10x to speed up the progress in anything that you do, anything that you learn, anything that you apply. If you apply One Layer Deep before that, it goes even faster. So I want to circle back real quick, and for the more visual listeners,
yeah, light keeps flickering.
But for the more visual listeners, I want to go back to the idea of this concept of One Layer Deep, in the sense of thinking about it like trying to figure out. We talk about treasure. We talk about, you know, we talk about gold. We talk about digging. We talk about you know, the prospecting back in the day. And, you know, one layer deep in the way that it applies to that is, you know, firstly, you got to know where to dig. You got to know, again, X marks a spot. You got to know, where am I trying to hit? What is the game that I'm trying to play?
What game are you in? What game are you playing?
Yeah.
Are you playing the game of sales? Like, are we playing the game of, like, work on my marriage? What game are you playing? Because if you define the game that you're playing, then you know how to win. Like, you know, I got to put the ball in the bucket and I have to score more points than my opponent. But if you don't know what game you're in, you don't know where to dig, you can use any analogy you want, then you don't know how to win.
Yeah.
You don't know what winning looks like.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's figuring out where to start digging. Where is that spot that you need to hit? You know, strike it with the hammer. That right there, in essence, is alignment. It's figuring out where that X is. Figuring out where to first strike with that shovel, figure out where you need to dig. That is your alignment. It's figuring out what to do. Intention is cutting through the BS, cutting through the bullshit. It's starting to do the heavy lifting, the work. One layer deep, in essence, I want to just say this right now, is clearing the clutter. It's making things super simple in your life. But the very first thing you need to do is you have to do the hard work of digging. You got to do the hard work of cutting through the BS. And this is what this is about, is before you can strike gold, you got to dig. And this is the clearest way that I can explain it, is with that intention, you're digging through the trenches. You're doing the hard work. You're getting dirty. But the deeper you go, again, if you're aligned and know exactly where to hit, you're getting deeper and deeper. And then all that's left to do is execute. You know, once you're there, you're just one strike away from the execution, which is getting what you want. This is different in different things, in yourself personally, in family, in home, or in business. It's getting what you want, or getting what somebody else needs, or getting what your business needs.
Well, I mean, let's face it, it's what they need, but we want it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say that we want profit, but the business needs customers mm-hmm. to generate the profit.
Yeah.
So it applies in different ways, but this is the one layer deep mindset at its core. Is number one is alignment, knowing where to hit. It's what's really important. Number two is intention. It's cutting through the BS. It's digging and doing the hard thing. And execution, really, it is. It's doing the hard thing. That's fine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to connect his iPad.
But execution is just getting it done. It's that last strike. It's finishing what you started. You know what to do. Now finish it.
Well, I think a lot of people struggle with this, Chris, because alignment means I actually have to voice what I want or hear other people's or have hard conversations. Alignment. Is if you're not having a difficult conversation every day as a business owner, you're not doing business right. Like, let's just every day you should be having a hard conversation, whether that's through email, something you don't like, maybe you're not happy with something, a customer that you need to fire, an employee you need to fire, a vendor you don't like, but not me, not WooRecruit. You know, like in every day with your child, with your husband, with your friends, you should be having a hard conversation. Hard doesn't mean mean. Hard doesn't mean negative. Hard conversation means uncomfortable. And without that, you cannot have any alignment with anyone, because there's no truth or communication happening. And then that's where alignment comes from.
Yeah. And if you know where you need to hit, so this is the thing, is running in circles because it's avoidance. You know that you got to strike right here. And you know that if you do, you're going to get your hands dirty, and you don't want to get dirty because maybe you have a white suit on. You're going to get dirty. And it's uncomfortable to think about. And so that's why, and we're going to go into it here in a second, but a lot of business owners try to shortcut and figure out how to get to the business piece, the thing, give me the document.
No, they want the playbook. Give me the playbook.
But they got to get dirty first for it to really be of value. Cause maybe it's superficial. Maybe, you know, it's the fool's gold, really, is starting at the bottom. You're not actually getting the real thing.
It is a fool's gold, because if you didn't make this yourself and you didn't like really review it, you're going to have a hard, like, so you can't just say, give me all your playbooks. Well, one, you're going to put it on top of your other crap that y'all have in there. Not that it's crap, but it's just more clutter. And then when something breaks, and it will break, right? Things in business break all the time because you need systems at scale. You're not going to know how to fix it. You're not going to know how to fix it. You're not going to know how to address it.
Yeah.
And so this is why you have to get dirty.
Yep. And so, again, this concept of alignment, intention, execution, this is the very first step. This is what we call like phase one of the one-layer deep mindset. Phase two is the application of it. This is the piece that business owners want to start with. This comes after phase one, which is the mindset. It's breaking down that process. It's getting dirty, doing the hard thing. Step two is the application of it. This is where Libby talked about you have tools as well, but it's the application of it to deliver the action before the result or the outcome that you want to happen. And so this is a very, I guess, the very specific thing in terms of like, it's delivering the action before the result that you want. So this is teeing people up to get the thing. It's the plays that people keep talking about. It's having the employees, the technicians in the field know exactly what to do to create the exact outcome that's going to help drive your business forward. But again, it's iterative. Alignment, intention, execution has to happen first, or you don't know what you're hitting. They're doing something, but who knows if it's working?
Yeah.
So there was one thing that I wanted to fast forward to, and that's really where One Layer Deep sits. When you talk about other concepts, other methods, other philosophies in life and in business, and I want to take one for example, it's Gary Keller's The One Thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to break this down real quick. The One Thing describes, you know, what's the one thing such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier or unnecessary. That's Gary Keller's version, and Gary Keller with Keller Williams, on how to create progress in something. This is in life or in business, whatever. But there's something missing from it. It's what's missing is that there's an assumption that you already know the right thing to do. And so that's where a lot of people fail, is they're going to do one thing.
Could be the wrong thing.
But it could be the wrong thing. And so this is where there's a fundamental missing piece with Gary Keller's The One Thing. And that is the alignment, the intention, the execution. And then you can do the one thing. And so I wanted to kind of like preload that to know that, like, again, One Layer Deep, the method is an accelerant for anything that you apply it to. So if you apply it to the one thing principle, then you're going to accelerate. You're going to 10X the outcome of the one thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Buy Back Your Time. Dan Martell.
Can't buy back inefficiencies.
Libby, and what was the, I want to give you the exact phrase, the exact statement that you say.
What?
Before you can buy back your time.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, actually, I don't even remember it now.
I can.
What is it?
Yeah. So before you can buy back your time, you need to make sure you're not buying back inefficiencies.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Before you can buy back your time, you have to make sure you're not buying back inefficiencies, because your $8 an hour VA that you brag about could be costing you $30 an hour because they're inefficient. There's no alignment. They don't know what they're doing, and they can't find the solution to anything.
Yeah. So buy back your time, Dan Martell. The concept is phenomenal. And by the way, I live it every single day. It is amazing. Same with The One Thing with Gary Keller. But buy back your time, where this sits in terms of methodologies, mindset, frameworks, is in essence, what buy back your time is doing is it's actually eliminating or removing something from you to create more space. But like Libby said, is if you buy back your time, meaning that you delegate, you give somebody something to do that you were previously doing, you're getting rid of that. But at the same time, if you're not aligned and you don't have the clear intention and the proper execution, that thing's going to get done wrong, or that thing's going to cost three times as much as it should.
Or three times as slow.
Or be three times as slow.
Which money is time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then you create this other problem. And so buy back your time is built on a deficit, meaning that you're taking away something from yourself, and then you can start to create something else. So you're pulling out something from you as a deficit. The one thing with Gary Keller is that is the, you know, it's getting something. But again, if you're getting the wrong thing, this is where these two methods kind of have this in between that's, there's nothing there. You got to make sure that you have something teed up right before both of those things. Otherwise, it can fall flat and it can fall hard.
Yeah.
And so what One Layer Deep does is it actually fills in this gap that was missing from these methodologies, from these philosophies, to accelerate it. So buy back your time can be incredibly helpful. And 10X what you can do if you can apply this alignment, intention, execution.
Yeah, I found my notes. So before you buy back your time, you need to make sure you're not buying back inefficiencies. Before you optimize systems, you need to simplify them. Before you delegate, you need to clarify what should be delegated. And before you execute, you need to ensure the decision is primed for success. And so this is the step before you buy back your time. Once you set up some of these things, you have clarity, like alignment, right? Alignment creates clarity, right? And then you have intention. This is the step you set up so that you don't simply just outsource your inefficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the one layer deep method, like the way we explained it. I for years have had a hard time like visually explaining it. He's laughing at me.
That's where I come in.
That's where he comes in. But it's a method that I've used in since probably I've just been born this way. I'm a very simple systems based person. It's how my brain works. It's that whole back to that aphantasia. If you don't know what that is, I also found out that the boys have it, but they don't have it to the degree I do because I have it all five on the spectrum.
And I'm pretty sure that I have hyperphantasia.
And he has the opposite of hyperphantasia, which is
vivid vision.
Yeah, vision. Yeah. And so I struggled for a long time in business, and a lot of people would ask me, "How do I do this? How do I go so fast?" Well, when you're not carrying all the weight of like lack of clarity, you're not carrying all of this, like just imagine a house. My house, it's not full of crap that I'm not using and it's not taking up my energy, right? It's not distracting me. I can move so much faster when my business looks like when my business isn't a disorganized hoarder house.
So I want to make one mention here, and this is going to be a nice anecdote.
Yeah.
The stuff on the wall that you see, it seems like it's chaotic. It seems like it's a mess, but I want to explain something. This is the beginning process of alignment.
Yes.
So we actually have seven sheets on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Which represents seven, you would say verticals or seven.
Yeah, there's seven sheets on the wall.
Yeah.
They go this way. They're going to go all the way around, but you can't see the rest because they run out of room.
So just to give you a little bit of a teaser, what we're doing today, later, is we're going through and creating alignment across every vertical, everything that we have to make sure that it all makes sense with the bigger picture. And this is something that we're going to be practicing as well with businesses and with the 1LD crew, is being able to understand, this is where a legacy starts to come into play,
mm-hmm.
is seeing how all the pieces fit together, especially if you have other pieces or other motions that you're doing in your life that seem like they don't really fit together. And I'm going to tell you one thing, is that I genuinely believe that everything has a place and everything fits together, even though inherently there's no pattern or there's no thing that really shows it just yet. It's just uncovering that.
Yeah. You know, to Chris's point, it's like alignment. You might not see, like I work through things like this. This is like a disaster, right? It's a genius model, but it helps me create alignment and remove the things that are frictions, remove the things that are not important. One great thing that that might really hit home for you guys is, so many friends of mine and peers within the cleaning industry is in CBF, and they're like, "Oh my God, Libby, how did you do it? Like you move so fast. You're a unicorn. You're special." No, I apply the one layer deep method to CBF. I removed all the noise. I removed all the clutter. I removed all the BS, and I just had alignment. I knew with intention what I was doing, so I could go and I could run friggin' fast. Like execute. I did the same thing in SaaS Academy with Dan Martell. Like, here's SaaS Academy. Here's how you grow a SaaS. This is what you do. Great. Remove all the other crap. Put my ego aside and just do it.
Double your revenue within
like
within
a catalyst.
Month, within a month, you were already in boardroom. His personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me what I had to do to get in boardroom. I just did those things. They sucked because I had to meet a revenue level. Same thing with writing a book. Like, oh my God, how did you write a book? Like, remove all the BS. Like, just this is what I want to do. And you just do it. Put ego aside and like friends and not friends, but like I had to put my ego aside because I was like, "Hey, you know what? I'm just really going to this conference to hang out with my friends." And I'm like, "Is that what I really need, or is that just an ego thing?" Like, I love my friends to death, but there's no execution in that. There just isn't.
Yeah.
And I just had to make the hard decision to say, which one do I really need right now?
So again, I want to say, especially with trainings and learnings and groups and stuff like that, Again, one layer deep, the method. One layer deep is an accelerant for anything you apply it to. And I mean this as a universal law. One layer deep is an accelerant for anything that you apply it to. This is with life, with your kids. Even with our 17-year-old son who trying to figure out like basketball, is it his thing or not? It's alignment, figuring that out, intention. Okay, let's get clear. And then execute. It's either like, all right, if this isn't important to you, then go ahead and drop out and do something that is, so that you're not wasting the time and you're feeling drained.
Yeah.
One layer deep is something that you can apply to anything in life as an accelerant. It speeds it up. The courses that you're in, that you're learning, apply the one layer deep concept, the method, and accelerate the value of what you're paying for and what it can give you.
Yes. So before we wrap up, I'm super excited to roll out the One Layer Deep 90-day challenge. We're going to launch it October 1st. It's going to be a 90-day challenge. It's going to work in quarters. Obviously, everyone will join at a different time. I'm going to launch it October 1st. And what happens is there are four sections, right? The world moves in quarters. And this is all about clearing space, right? And digging down and eliminating noise. I am not going to teach you a new concept. It's a 90-day challenge. It's very simple. I made them micro plays, right? Plays, little tiny, short, digestible things that you're going to do every day for 90 days so that you can feel what the achievement of a one-layer deep life. And so for 90 days, we're going to do business. The next set of 90 days, you're going to do your home life, which could be the actual house, maybe your marriage, maybe your kids. It could be the physical aspect of your home or the mental aspect of your home. And then we're going to do you. And I wanted to start with you, but everyone's looking to fix their business first. So we started with business. And then, so it's business, home, you. And then the fourth one to end the year will be the legacy. How are you building this legacy? How do all of those three things, your home, your business, and yourself, intertwine to create a legacy? The legacy that you're working for to achieve. And again, it's a 90-day challenge. Literally, it's going to take you 2 minutes a day to live a lighter life, lighter, more freeing, not more crap holding you down.
Not more learning.
Not more learning. No, it's going to be a process of subtraction, right? Addition by subtraction. I'm going to help you do this. And it's the 90-day challenge. We're going to launch it October 1st. Super excited, starting with business. The challenge is free to anyone to come in. It's like, imagine like 75 hard, right? Not as hard. but it's just going to be these little micro moves that are really going to lead to the macro feeling of like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So we're going to teach you and break you down how to master the one layer deep method, so that it becomes a mindset that is habit and it becomes instinct, so that everything in life, you start to have this mental shift and you apply it without even thinking about it. And things just become infinitely easier. Anything new that you pick up, you do, that's introduced into your world, now becomes infinitely easier. The more that it becomes habit, the more that it becomes.
You just have to exercise that part of your brain.
Yeah.
It's a way of thinking, right? So if the challenge is free to anybody, right, you can just join our Facebook group, One Layer Deep Facebook group, to kind of get involved in the challenge. And then if you want like a little bit more guidance, you want some videos to go along with that challenge, some tools, join our crew community, which is our private community that will really help you along. And you'll be in that community. You'll have the tools and kind of videos to guide you through that process. Anything else before we wrap up, Chris?
I think that's it.
That's all. Well, I want to thank you guys for being on another or following us on another episode of Libby Deletion Podcast, where we go one layer deep. If you loved this one, please make sure to subscribe, share with another friend or business owner. Have a great day, guys. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.